Welcome back to a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas, and I'm so excited to be with you again. We have a new voice here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Melanie Ruiz López, and I'm so happy to join the team this semester.
As you can hear, we have a lot of energy this year. This is a new chapter for the show.
I know, right? New semester, new goals, new stories. But before we start, we want you to know who we are.
As I said before, my name is Sahei. I'm a first-generation student here at AWC, and my major is computer graphics. So I love everything about design and being creative.
And I'm Melanie. I'm also a first-generation student, and my major is administration of justice because I want to be a lawyer. I'm learning new things every day, just like you. We'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español, porque este programa es para todos nosotros. En este episodio hablaremos acerca de lo que significa ser un estudiante de primera generación. What it really means to be a first generation student.
We'll be starting with Alison Bernal González, a student who has a great story to share with us. And also, we have a flash interview with a student on campus.
Then, we'll have a special feature with Julian Mendez and Michelle Thomas from the KEYS Trio program about the meaning of being a first-generation student and how we are building our own future.
And also, we have an interview with Rafael Encinas. He's an academic advisor here at AWC, and he has some great advice for everyone listening.
Con esto, damos inicio a esta nueva faceta de Siendo Primero.
Being First!
Welcome. This is Siendo Primero. My name is Sahei Bárcenas, and I'm here with
Alison Bernal, and I'm majoring in sociology and psychology.
Alison, I want to know, what is your first thought about your parents being a first-generation student?
I feel really appreciated to be able to aprovechar a lot of everything of their hard work and actually make them proud. I feel really grateful to be able to be studying here.
And knowing that your parents are working, have you ever felt guilty of studying?
Little old me did not think of that. But when I was thinking of it when I grew older, yes, it did make me feel really iffy since all I would think about is like, oh, my dad is at work, like I'm here. But also I feel grateful since like my dad is working hard for me to get the education that I need. And for me to get me every, like my necessities and stuff, for me not to be missing, you know, que me falte nada en la vida. And I'm actually really grateful for his hard work all the way until he decided to retire from an incident that happened at work. If you want to know, long story short, he was working in a milk factory at the time. And like a really big thing hit him in the head because a worker didn't see him fixing it. So it hit him in the head and he didn't want to go to the hospital porque tú sabes, I can handle it. Pero no, mijito, no, you could not handle it. So that was a lot because I thought my dad was generally going to pass away that day. But I feel like maybe life and being grateful that my dad is okay motivate me a lot more. For the most part, all I've been is really grateful for my parents' hard work and all the help that they have ever given me.
And what are you doing right now in college?
Working hard. Porque una cosa que me decía mi papá, lo primero lo que hace tu mamá es estar en la casa. Y yo lo que hago es trabajar para que no te falte nada. Y tu único trabajo es estar en la escuela. So every time I remember, I will be like, look, mom, I made this. Like, I got good grades. Just for them to feel, oh, mira, nuestro trabajo funcionó por algo.
And how does it feel to be the first one in your family to go to college?
Really, like, excited. Because, like, I can go tell my kids, be like, look, babes. I know college is not for everybody. If you don't feel college is for you, it's okay. Pero también, if you are in college, just be grateful because thanks to maybe your own hard work got you the place that you are right now. Like I said, not a lot of people get this chance and a lot of people take it for granted. Or maybe some people are just here just to mess around, but you're messing around with thousands of dollars. So don't waste that money on dumb things that if you don't know what you want to do, don't be in college until you feel you're ready.
And what will be the first thing to say to your family when you graduate?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your hard work, tus lágrimas, tu estrés, because honestly, I, de verdad, muchas gracias, and I'll forever be grateful for all the work that you guys did and put.
Voy a llorar.
And do you have an advice for the next first generation students?
Have fun. Enjoy it. at the end of the day, you're majoring in something that you would want to do in your life and it's something that you love. It is going to be a lot of like information. Y va a haber mucha escritura. Y sí, vas a llorar y vas a estresarte. And you might not even know what to do it half the time. Pero al fin del día, vas a llegar al gol. And you know you can do it. And I know that time will come and we can all just relax and just take a breath and be like, damn, I did it.
We can hear already about your parents' hard work. And also, as students, we have help from others. But personally, I want to hear, what would you say to yourself after graduating?
I did it. I did it. Generally, I thought I was not going to make it after high school. Not even going to lie. I thought I was dropping out. Now I am actually impressed. Really impressed. I am proud of being a first-generation student.
Alison, thank you so much for this interview. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
We just heard their interview with Alison Bernal González. What an emotional story. I love how she said, I did it, because it's a victory for her, but also for her whole family.
It really is. Hearing that thank you is so simple and it means everything. It's the reason why many of us are here, wishing ourselves every day.
Exactly. And speaking of our daily lives here on campus, I went out to talk to another student. I wanted to hear a quick thought related to being a first gen.
Awesome. Let's hear what they said.
Hello. This is a flash interview. I'm Melanie. Can I have your name?
My name is Jennifer. My major is Systems of Agriculture Management.
Can you tell me who will be the first person you'll be inviting to your graduation?
Would be my boyfriend. We've been together for 6 years now, and he gave me this ring as like a promise ring, and it's really cute. He's always been with me. He's helped me with my studies. He's made sure that I don't procrastinate that long. It'd be really nice to have him here. He's very affectionate, loving. He likes to help me a lot. Honestly, he's like helped me out too much.
I love that answer. It's so inspiring to hear what everyone is dreaming about.
Exactly. It reminds us that we are here for the people who believe in us and for the big future we want to build.
Everyone has their own goals they want to fulfill.
By the way, Sahei, you made a feature about this. Can we hear a little bit about it?
Yes. In a few minutes, you'll be hearing a feature about where we come from and the new path we are building today as first-generation students. So, stay with us.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, being first. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life.
En inglés y en español, porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
Cada episodio llevaremos un nuevo tema directamente a tus oídos.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We're so happy to have you with us. Before the break, we promised you a feature related to our first-gen journey.
Yes, we prepared a feature about what it means to be a first-generation student, the hard work of our families, and the new path we are creating ourselves.
It's a very personal story that many of us will understand. Let's listen.
For many years, our families worked with their hands. Our parents and grandparents gave us everything through hard work. But today, the story is changing. It is not just about the work of the past. It is about the fire we have inside, because we choose to dream bigger.
Our next student knows this feeling very well.
I'm Julie Mendes. I am currently majoring in computer science. Ultimately, my fire is making up for lost time because I know that if I don't study for this class or whatever like subject that I'm doing and I end up like failing that class, that means it can be lost time. It could be loads of stress on my mind that I just do not need. This has already happened once before in my calculus one. It ended up costing me big time and I do not want to undergo that stress again. So that's why I'm feeling like discouraged, like, oh, I want to go to sleep already. Like, I'm like, no, I need to make sure I get this done so I do not let that repeat itself.
This is the journey of the first generation student. We are not just reading books. We are turning years of family sacrifice into real success.
Our next guest brings resources and support to our campus to help us succeed. We have the perspective of
Michelle Thomas from the TRIO programs here at Arizona Western College. These resource fairs, we have them annually to let our students know, or especially our first generation students know, that there are resources, there is help, there is supports, not only on our campuses like our programs, but also the community has a ton of resources that are available to help us, whether we have physical issues, emotional, we might have some mental, you know, there's all kind of challenges that we deal with as we are going through life. And we want our first generation college students to know that there is support, there is help, there are resources. And that, you know, no matter what, all you have to do is just reach out and ask for help.
When a first-generation student succeeds, it changed more than one person. It changed a family, a neighborhood, and a whole community.
It's a confidence knowing that I am the first in my family lineage to complete such a monumental task, I would say. So I'm representing my family name quite well in doing this.
The world needs to see this truth. First-generation students are not behind. We are ahead because we know how to survive and how to adapt.
The road that nobody else has gone through is going to be so worth it. I'm one semester away from graduating, and I want to say that even though it was terrifying because it's, you know, you're going to be on your own mostly. You're going to need help from people that are outside of your family since you're first generation. But in the end, I want to say it's going to be so worth it. So keep going.
The main advice is, because being a first-generation college student myself, I struggled. I struggled a lot. And that's one of the reasons why I love working with first-generation college students, because I get to share my experiences with them. And hopefully they don't have to go through all of the challenges and difficulties that I did. And I did that because I didn't ask for help. There's so much help here. And even if you don't know exactly what to ask, just showing up in places and, you know, like people will just kind of look at you like, you need some help, huh? And they'll reach out. But don't be afraid to ask for help. Imposter syndrome is real. I know I struggled from it. I still struggle from it from now and again. But it's really about just getting the help, utilizing the resources, and knowing that you're not the only one that has a question.
Our story used to be about surviving the day. Now, it is about owning the future. We are the first, but we are making sure we are not the last. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
This feature really makes me think about my own family and why I am here.
I think many of us feel that way. We are not just getting a degree, we are changing our story.
Exactly. But we also know that being the first isn't always easy. We need help and guidance to navigate this new world of college.
That's very true. And that is why we have our next voice. He is someone who helps students every day to find their way.
Yes, we're talking about Rafael Encinas. He's an academic advisor here at Arizona Western College.
I'm Rafael Encinas, academic advisor and transition coordinator for the College Assistance Migrant Program at Arizona Western College. So as a professor, first generation means that I'm the first generation in my family that has actually had the opportunity to go to a higher level of education. What this means is that, or as other students might have an idea of what college expects from them, or they might have a simple outline or a map, a first education student does not. As an educator, being first gen for me was very important because I had to find very quickly programs and support systems that helped me navigate what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. For me personally, the advisors helped me figure out what I wanted to do, but it was the experience of getting first work study and then part-time jobs where I really realized how things worked and what I wanted to do. Again, none of this was told to me. These were things that I had to experience firsthand. The reason orientation exists is to help these students. It is designed as an avenue to help them create a list of skills that will help them be successful. All of these students have stories of struggles. These struggles are very important because this creates a sense of character. What I've noticed about all my students is they are very forthright in believing that they deserve a better life than their parents had because their parents have worked really hard to get them to that point. And so my job is really to help them figure out these stories, figure out these hardships, and show them coming to college is already one of the hardest things you can do, but you're here. So when students are thinking about that next step, looking for that job, getting that scholarship, they need to turn their hardships into stories because everybody wants to hear a story. And everybody wants to be the hero of their story. And most of these students already do that. And so by sharing their hardships, it allows other people that are in the positions to go, oh, you've gone through a lot. You are somebody who perseveres. I want that in my job. Everything is a story. And if students can take control of their stories, write them down, elevate them, utilize those words, those descriptors, because we don't just want to hear, oh, I'm sad. I had a hard life. Show me that. I woke up every day to my father waking me up at 2 a.m, giving me a cold kiss on my forehead after he smelled like broccoli all day. And that's the only time I got to see him for 5 days out of the week. These are the stories we want to hear because they're powerful and they can lead to new opportunities. So what I say to students is take those hardships as a badge of honor because those are the things that make us stronger. And people want to hear those stories. And that's how we're given additional opportunities. I work with the descendants of farm workers. Farm workers who have tilled the land, have gone through the civil rights movement, and they were the first ones that had to experience that so that their kids could have a better life. What I say to them is, when you find a sense of family, find your friends, find your people, and celebrate who you are. And everything else will come secondary. Because I've seen students do a lot of great things. And the fact that I can just be a small piece of it, that's why I wake up every day in the morning.
Wow, Melanie, I really liked what Rafael said. It is so important to have people like him at AWC who really support us.
I agree. He makes it clear that we're not alone. Having a guide who understands our journey makes a huge difference.
He reminds us that asking for help is actually a sign of strength. It is a tool for our success.
This episode really showed me that being first gen is a powerful identity.
Definitivamente. Hoy aprendimos que nuestro pasado nos da la fuerza para conquistar nuestro futuro. Y eso es algo de lo que deberíamos sentirnos orgullosos. And that's all the time we have for today. We are officially back, and we are so excited for this new season.
I'm so happy to be part of the team. Thank you for listening to us today.
Don't forget to join us on the next episode. We will continue sharing voices of our first-generation students.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the Shows tab.
I'm Melanie Ruiz-López.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And this is
Siendo Primero.